And so, I'm sorry, I forgot. So Niruma is continuing with the satsang on 2003 Los Angeles on the Penance of Liberation. And Niruma says, so what if somebody is just moving blades back and forth in terms of sharpening their blades? But then at the same time, these barbers, they also massage your feet after they massage your head. Niruma says, yes, at that time it feels good, does it not? Having shaved you. Niruma, will you please make me understand the meaning of Nididhyasan? Niruma says the visualization of the face of Dada Shri in front of you, or even as you're walking around, moving around, doing your work, you see his face only in front of you. That is called the subtle, the gross level Nididhyasan. Nididhyasan means whatever Nididhyasan you do, you get his energy. That is the law. The law, the natural law, is that you get the energy of the one whose Nididhyasan you do. I keep on looking at the pure soul or the face of the person in front of you. The energies will slowly rise in front of you, his energies. Can you do Nididhyasan even in the bathroom? Yes, you can do the Nididhyasan anywhere. What is Rama? You talked about internal penance, and Rama Ben says, Tap means heat. It's heat. Tap means tap, igni. And in heat, everything burns off. In the same way, and it is on the basis of this vignan, this science. Whatever has by heat, letting this plate heat up, the subatomic particles that have gotten attached to the self through the inner penance, the hot plate, they all just dissipate away, just as you burn off the junk on a hot plate. He says, Niruma says, this lady says that Dada has said that in the Gnanvidhi, majority of your karma has been burnt. However, those karma that cannot be got rid of without going through suffering of pain or pleasure, that are called nika chit karma. Those you'll have to undergo through because they have solidified in the last life, and they are all ready to give their fruits in this life. And there, the antartap, the inner penance, is needed to start burning them off. There is no other way. That which is meant to give its fruits, karma raj means the karma particles, the karma subatomic particles, which cannot be seen by us, but we can be seen by us as circumstances and situations. And Niruma says, yes, that is the fourth leg of liberation. We already have got the gnan, we have the darshan. We have the Gnan, we have the Darshan. The Gnanvidhi was the Gnan, then the Darshan is the vision that I am pure soul. And the more you do the inner penance when somebody obstructs you, insults you, hurts you, etc., without doing any kashais, that is the inner penance, you will see the inner hot plate of the Antakaran burning red hot. And Dada Shri used to say that this is a science. The more you proceed further with the inner hot plate, the more faster you will move on the path of liberation. Is this exactly it? Niruma says, yes, that is correct. In this connection, another Sashi is asking, Adith Tap, he is just now again reading from the Aptavani, but he is not actually physical reading. Adith means unseen penance, means if the inner antakaran is burning, or if external is bothering you at that time as it is happening, but to see it burn, to see as the self, the ignorance portion is getting burnt off. Would you please explain this in detail? It's like this. It is a stepping, says Niruma. It is a stepping stone on the path of liberation and on the path of penance. initially there is a suffering at this. Initially, one is not; it is not possible to do subtle penance, so we do it at the gross level. And so he does the penance at the gross level by not reacting back verbally. But then, so initially he uses a sense of suppression there, and secondly he says, no, I don't want to suppress it. I want to look at it as it is. I want to let Elisha Kimochi heat up from within. We can say, why did I get insulted? Instead of the counter-attack, you start looking at it within you. But why, even if you say that, why is that other person doing this, then you lost your opportunity of penance. It is really not the other person at all. Even through your mind, you are not having any kind of reaction from within. But and also there is no protection of the small self, or there is no rationalization, or no protection of through the intellect. All of those are loss of opportunity for penance. And yes, there will be initially the sense of suffering for sure, but you need to keep Elisha separate, that it is, she might become red hot from within, and keep her separate. Make sure you do not become Tanmayakar, you do not become Elisha, you do not become the body mind shape, and just keep on saying constantly, oh ho ho, and you talk to Elisha, hey Elisha, wow, wow, you're really, I'm there for you. So come on, why don't you just talk to Elisha, why don't you come on this side of the fence, do some pratikraman, and just settle the account. This is the old account that has come in front of you. Do Atma Bhajana, just be in the self only. And so, so slowly that event will pass away, and you would have been purified in the fire of this penance, and your own energies would have risen. And so this is this is how you are given the, this is how you converse and you console and you have the further ongoing discussion, correction, ongoing conversation with the non-self complex, Elisha, Nada, Priya, Radhika, etc. All your file one. Beyond that, what is next? Then Niruma says, and then later on you recognize, oh, this is a reason, somebody has thrown a stone in my silent pond. And so immediately you say, this is the silent pond belongs to the non-self complex, not me. The Antaskarani belongs to Elisha, not I. And so there is that initial separation. And so immediately, if the one who is aware of the initial vibration will not suffer further, because there is a separation. So you did not become Tanmayakar, but you immediately remained the knower and the seer of it all. And then when you are in Gnan, you never become Tanmayakar. You do not become the body, mind, shape. And so once... And so Gnan means to remain aware of the one who is becoming engrossed, who is becoming Tanmayakar, becoming the body-mind-shape complex. Become aware of the one who is becoming that. And that is Gnan. Nirma. Does that mean that at that time the bliss of the self-expressive, Niruma says, absolutely. At that time the real bliss of the self experiences. And then he also talked about the inner heart, just... The heart gets red, all red from within. Hraday tape, the heart gets red. But it is really actually all coming to the ego, says Nirmani. You say it's a hot plate, but it is the ego that is getting heated up. And so then if you don't watch the ego solely getting red, then the mind and the chit, etc. will all join in with the ego, and then the soldier force against you will be much worse. And so to not let it become one is the Purushart. Purushart means to not let the small s become, not let the s capital self come into the small s self. That is called the Purushart, the essence of the enlightened one. Now the next one from Niruma. We are waiting. So is this not complementary to each other? Niruma says, no, no, you have. So don't you need to require awareness to do this Purusharth? That is part of Purusharth. Awareness is part of Purusharth, he says. It is very important to see this initial vibration of violence that arises in the silent pond, regardless of who threw the stone in it, says Niruma. You have to see it separate first before you can enter into the Purusharth. Otherwise, it will immediately drag you into it. Next question. When it is intolerable, what happens, Niruma? When you cannot tolerate, then the next key is, you know, you have to say, not mine, not mine, not mine. Then if you say, not mine, not mine, this is a kind of a, then you say, it's not mine, not mine. But it is a lower step of Purusharth. It is, if possible, try to keep it separate and see it as it is, and see it as it is, as it just so close, totally dies down, all the vibrations of negativity die down to a clear and silent pond. But if you cut it off, if you repel from it, if you avoid it, if you run away from it, and then it's not going to work, because you're still pending. And so many people say that the penance is vyavasthit, and that is a totally wrong approach. One man, says Niruma, he did a lot of mischief, and then he had a lot of suffering that followed. He had a lot of suffering. He did mischief first, and he was doing pratikraman and everything. But then he talked to his older brother. This is a real life example. And that older brother that talked to Dada about it. Now these two were boys who were celibate boys, but he had deviated the line. Then, you know, his brother, instead of telling him to go to Dada, he advises his brother, you don't have to do pratikraman, it is all vyavasthit, is it not? And so then he said, it is all vyavasthit, is it not that I did this mischief? And so he did not have any suffering afterwards. But Dada then took him to task, and so he talked to Dada, and so Dada came to know about this misuse of vyavasthit, and so Dada really took him to task. Dada says, this is absolute, and he took on his older brother and says, how can you tell your younger brother that this, when he takes, does mischief, that it is all vyavasthit? How don't you? He has to do pratikraman for it. He has hurt so many other people on the basis of his actions. Does not work there. You cannot say that Purusharth is also vyavasthit. If you cannot do penance, you just say it is vyavasthit. That is a totally wrong approach of this particular gnan, says Dada Shri. Nirban, along these lines, many older Mahatmas say, I saw Dada. And then many of them used to say, Dada. So then he says, Dada used to take his shoe off and hit them on their backs. And so, but now, and I also saw that. Well, he says, if you really want to take a beating, physical beating from Dada, instead of the physical beating, you could say that whenever Dada has used this very strong language, you just read that and think as if Dada is thrashing you with his shoes, and that is a more appropriate way, says Shashikant Bhai. And Deepak Bhai says, and Niruma says, he says, you have received knowledge at the level of 300 degrees. You still have to go from 300 to 360 degrees, and up to 300 you receive through grace only. But now you have to have your inner Purusharth, and the true Purusharth of seeing it as it is, and recognize that everybody has a different stock that is unfolding. If you had filled poisonous stuff is going to come out. If you had filled nectar in the past life, nectar is going to come out. And so your role is to make sure to see where you are. Then where is the complaint that my husband is doing this, and my wife is doing this, and my son is doing this? Where is the reason for such complaints? Then you go on saying he does this and she does this. You've just totally lost the opportunity for penance. You just got to recognize that anybody who is married, that this kind of bickering is going on within. He says, if you, just because you got married, you had the pleasure of the marriage, but baby, are you ready for what follows in marriage too? And so then recognize that this is what I asked for in the last life and it is now in front of me. And so I am just going to... And so not a single couple is there who can escape this kind of inner cross-talk, gibbering and all kinds of hurting each other through words, etc., in their marital relationship. So who are you going to go complain? Why don't you get into the penance mode and see it as it is? He says when there is suffering that when there is suffering we separate it off, and then I say that it is happening to Sirish, and then at that time the suffering just goes away. Does it mean that we have not finished the penance? Niruma says that at that time you have to keep on seeing it. Is it? So as soon as it cools off, then later on you have to see as capital C that why did this arise and what basis did it arise? What was the basis for the suffering? What was the underlying reason that the ego took it off? Niruma says the suffering goes away. He says, yes, as it separates, there is no suffering. It is true that the suffering should not have. And then Niruma says, as you rise higher in Gnan, obviously you would be separating. He says there are certain situations where there will be suffering for sure. You cannot say there is no suffering in all instances. We are talking about the situations where your ego takes up and there is a residual suffering. But the Niruma, what happens? I do not want the suffering. But then I go into this mode of, instead of looking at what is happening red within, or the red antaskaran, I look at the pure soul. He says, you have to see the Shuddhatma, you keep the Shuddhatma. See, I am pure soul, he is pure. So you are in the Agna. But at the same time, you look within and look at your own inner hot plate and say what is. Then you need to investigate why this is happening to yourself. Because if you don't look at the hot plate and the subtle, then the pratikraman gets left off. Because when I enter into the Agna mode, then I do not do the pratikraman. But there is when he says something, there is an initial negativity and an aversion. But within immediately, then I start seeing, I see the inner hot plate, that everything is heating up inside. But at the same time, immediately I go into and say that he is pure soul. And so I'm deflecting from seeing the inner hot plate to looking at his pure soul. Niruma says, yes, Jovanu, to see is important. Apart from seeing his pure soul, to look within is, you're looking at his pure soul, but you have to look within yourself to see what happened and on what basis it happened. Yes, that the agnas of looking at the pure soul you have to do, but beyond that you have to carry on and look at what is the underlying reason why this happened, and that lies within you, not in the external. Niruma, supposing tap has happened, but supposing there is no bhogoto, there is no suffering, is that now not the surfori? How is that the thermometer? Supposing there is no residual suffering, as long as the suffering remains, that means that is the thermometer, that means that there is an ongoing link, is it not? And so Niruma says, when bliss prevails from within, then recognize that penance has ended properly. So bliss is the end point of true penance. Many times so much bliss happens that I start doubting that is Suresh has become crazy. Niruma says, you don't have to doubt that, you are crazy for sure. It's no longer Niruma.
Niruma.
In insult, respect, anger, and letting go of anger, I can see it, and so, and then it all quiets. And when I talk to the intellect, it quiet. But when there is physical pain, then at that time, Dada says that even the Gnani also has to suffer his pain, pain of a toothache. And so, is there a suffering of the pain, Niruma, at that time? Niruma says, yes, when there is extreme pain, says there is the awareness of the extreme pain, says Niruma. At that time, even the Gnani has to suffer it. But he doesn't suffer for small and intensity pain. But when the toothache takes on its full intensity, then even the Gnani has some degree of suffering. Yes, supposing then the other, she has also said that if when you have a toothache or when any body part of yours is hurting, go enter the orthopedic ward of a hospital and then you'll know what pain is all about. So then you look, so you know, you get a little bit of a backache, a little bit of a knee ache, you say, oh, my back is hurting, you complain to 10 people. This is nothing. So in that pain, Niruma, and so if one sees it as it is, then there is no suffering. So Gnani sees it and knows it, but he is also suffering. So then, but yet he is not suffering, he is aware. No, Niruma says, the pain is not experienced by him, he is only aware of the pain. Are you saying they don't have pain? Yes, there is pain. However, he does not suffer the pain, says Niruma. Dadashri, what he says? For 4.5 months he was in traction in the left leg. Because of the hip fracture, says Niruma. But he never, even there was showed any sign of pain. And then we would ask him, Dada, how are you doing? And then he would say, no, nothing is happening to me, nothing is happening to me. And he would say it in such a sincere manner that, and the, but it has been said in 13th Daptavani, Meena is now quoting, but that there is, he says, yes, I have the experience of a toothache. He says, when it is really giving very strong shocks of pain because of a severe toothache. And he says, therefore, he is aware of the pain. Now she's just quoting Dada, and which has just been said, that she is aware of the pain, but he does not suffer the toothache. He says, does it mean that when pain arises, that when the ego mixes it, then one becomes the owner of it, therefore one becomes a sufferer of pain? But if you are just the knower of the pain, therefore then you are not the sufferer of the pain. Is that what it is? And so if you are the knower, then you are not the sufferer. And she is just paraphrasing it. So if you do not become the sufferer of the pain, if you do not become the ego, if you do not become Meena, then you are no longer the sufferer, is it? Niruma says for Dada and even for Deepak Bhai also, he had his surgery, but in the post-surgical phase, and it was a major surgery. It was a major abdominal surgery, Deepak Bhai, but and I was there at the time post-surgery. I was there. As soon as he came off out of anesthesia, and I asked him, he says, I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul, was his first answer. He says, I don't have any pain. I'm pure soul. He says, it was 3 to 4 hours this went on. Surendra. And Surendra Bhai took care of him. He never had any complaints. Deepak Bhai never complained of pain in the post-operative phase. And he was weak. I can also attest to that. I was there with Niruma for Deepak Bhai. And he, So does it mean that the pain was there but he was not suffering it? Yes, he was not the sufferer of the pain. He was in total aware mode of the pain. He was saying, there is nothing happening, I'm aware of. And so therefore, one is not the sufferer of the of the effect that is happening, then one is free. Is that right? Yes, he says, Niruma. Niruma says, yes. Yes, he would not. He just left it as it is. On the first day, on the first post-op day, he received some pain medicines, but later on he hardly was on any medicines for pain, and he just quickly got off any residual narcotic pain medicines. And he says, as soon as he came out, he was in the pure soul only and never complained even a bit. Yes, he would, Surendra Bhai says, he would tell us symptoms, what is happening. He was talking, and then he would say what, he would express his symptoms. At one time, his bladder was full, so, and he had a catheter in his bladder. And so, yes, if there was bodily symptom, he would tell us about it. But he never lost his very world famous laughter. He was fine there. They don't have images of Deepak Bhai there, but they show Dada. By the way, this morning, and Deepak Bhai had called from India. There is the Guru Purnima Shibir going on in India. And there are a lot of Mahatmas who have come. And there is a lot of rain in Gujarat. There has been a deep, in fact, there was flooding here at that time. I was with Niruma in Chicago when she was taking these phone calls. In fact, water had come all around Simandar city, but did not really come to any significant extent in Simandar city. And so he has conveyed Jai Sachidanand to all of you. That's what Niruma says from India. 2003 July, Guru Purnima occasion, Los Angeles. Next question. If you stand up, you'll be able to ask questions. They're trying, still trying to arrange the microphone. You're talking about invisible penance. One question arises, Niruma. The way you're talking, Niruma, invisible penance arises, whatever comes, instead of moving away from it. Supposing we live in India, then there is an increased opportunity for penance in India versus here. Therefore, if we live in US, then we are giving away the opportunity for penance. And so our intensity and desire for liberation has weakened up. Niruma says, yes, it makes a difference. However, and Niruma, Dada has said that whatever comes externally, that is one penance, but there is a constant internal penance opportunity there, is it not? And when the external cannot be tolerated, then you... That is not as harmful, the external, as much as the kashai. The kashai is the anger, greed, deceit, pride issues that arise within you. They are extremely dangerous. Those to become, if you become the TNMK, if you become Tanmayakar, if you become absorbed, if you become Alicia, where there is no kashais, there are no kashais, then it is not as bad as where kashais are arising. And the kashais are the critical things to be watch out for. So, supposing you're very tired and you lie down in the bed, And you enjoy in a relaxed mode becoming Alisha or Kimochi. If somebody touches your head or somebody massages your feet, he says there you have to have some degree of awareness, that recognize that it is this body complex, that it is taking some pleasure out of this thing, and you are the aware observer of what is happening. One has to deal with whatever circumstances arise in front of him, wherever he is. Yes, when the bodily situations are such that you cannot tolerate, then you take up whatever comes in front of you, and then you do whatever part. Yes, he says the environment in the Western world is such that it is difficult to do penance. But he says in here they are worried about external thunderstorms. That's why don't you remove the thunderstorms from within you? So we were in thunderstorm. He says there is a weekend, it's going to have thunderstorms. So nothing happened. You know, it is a perfect weather now. Forget about the external thunderstorms. Take care of the thunderstorms within you, the anger, greed, deceit, pride. Next question. In India, anything can happen at any time with reference to your extended relationships. Here you can easily avoid them. Here, your mother-in-law, your husband, sister, etc., they are all are on their own. You can. So, Niruma, and he's now joking that my wife is the mother-in-law and everything. And he says, now don't take it that way. He tries to kind of. He was a Dalubhai from Detroit. There it is a royal mess, is it not? In India there are so many people, you got the small home, you got the animals there, you got everything, and so there is the opportunity for the penance is much more inside. And this is a photograph taken in his own home in Detroit, Dada Shri's, at his home in Detroit. Dada Shri has Dada really gave you a lot. Dada used to tell everybody that after 2005, Hindustan will be, India will be on the top of the world with reference to spirituality as well as an economic center. And Dada used to say that try to have the second foot in India and deposit your money in India. He says, don't give it away to your relatives, but have a bank account for yourself in India. He says, don't ask them to come to India all the time, because they are very deeply attached to US, and therefore they get suffering when you talk about. I'm talking about Dada only. Dada, she says that I'm telling you what I can see in my gnan and vision, that bad times are coming in the West, and therefore, so don't keep all your assets in US. Also, try to kind of split it a little bit. If you keep it in the stock market here, it's going to go away, and that happened. But also, people lost the money in the Indian stock market. Yeah, and keep it in a national bank. Don't keep it in a bank that is private. Keep it in at least. Dimple says, now a lot, since you have started saying it, a lot of people have started sending money to India. Yes. And then you see, and so then once you have a capital, then you can live on the interest of that capital only. But here in US only you get 1.5%, there you get at least 8, 9, 10% for your money. And he says, you know, here we have to, he says, the time will come when in order to keep your money in US banks, it will like to the Swiss banks. This invisible penance says, says Zalubhai, I want to hang on to this adit of the Indian. Okay, let's talk about invisible penance. I had asked for many years to Dada this question that we know but we don't see. Supposing when we separate, then the suffering goes away, and because you, in the cool phase of the separation, therefore you cannot proceed, therefore you do not see. There Niruma says you don't have to separate. Niruma, you say you're not separating it to be done with the suffering of it, but you are separating it so that you can see it exactly as it is. It gives you the opportunity to see it. But what the Mahatmas do, they separate in order to be free from the effects of the suffering, and therefore they do not see it as they are meant to see it. This is a very critical point. Supposing to see and to know are two very critical things in Dada Sri's advanced science of liberation. So I can see by separation, I know that I have not done penance or done samayik. Yes. Whenever we get the when I was getting the opportunity to serve Dada a little bit in the way that in other words, whatever opportunity Niruman got for to serve Dada is part of a natural overall SCE event. It is not as if Niruma elbowed her way in, and therefore in the same vein, any opportunity to serve, say you, Niruma, has to come in a natural way, and it has to come through penance. Dada is to say, says Niruma, that you can serve me 100,000 times, but if you do not remain in my agnas, then your service is nothing. Yes. And so this line of questioning is going on with Niruma, because there was a fight among a lot of Mahatmas wanting to be in the service of Niruma, and so this gentleman is saying that the critical thing is to remain in the agna, then through those agnas you go through penance, then you will become solidified in the state of the self. But because we bypass that and we So the Dada had said once in Detroit that even if you do not bow down in front of me, but you remain in my five agnas, you will attain liberation. So. And the intellect is so powerful that it is immediately bypasses everything. It does not let you look at what you should be looking at. It just happens unknown to it. Because and why do we let it bypass us? Because we do not like to do penance. We do not like to see it as it is. But I have done it myself, and therefore I am saying it. And so because they cannot understand, they can experience the bliss that you're talking about, and therefore they keep on being hungry, and therefore they'll move at the physical level. And Niruma says, exactly, this is what we do. So to really let the penance come to its total conclusion is to see it exactly as it is. Just, and you have to take each one of those kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride. There one of the four is constantly there whenever there is the slightest vibration of violence or suffering within. And so then look at it and see, figure out where it is in operation and which particular aspect of it is in operation. As you can see the silent pond that was disturbed, the antakaran that was disturbed. And then as you can see it, and you can only see it once, and so the seer is always in bliss. then he'll say, yes, it is because of this particular fault within, it is because of this particular reaction within that this reaction happened and it became worse. It is because the sense that I feel that I am something that I reacted. And therefore Niruma says, I personally, this is how I took it. When silence, the penance of silence, invisible penance came, sorry. I was one in service. I was minutely observing my own service for Dada. And I was constantly observing Dada only. And I would constantly focus on Dada only, not on the physical Dada, but on trying to understand what was happening within Dada. How he's dealing with somebody, but not the external interactions, but what was the underlying view of Dada as he was interacting with other person. If he's talking to somebody, my focus was on the underlying view of Dada as he would answer his questions. And I was constantly involved in that only, rather than getting stuck up in the external aspects of the physical aspects of his interaction. And with boys, girls, children, mother, I've observed Dada interacting with each and everyone. And then I started to recognize, and my vision was focused on the underlying kashais only, and how the kashais were being resolved in the mind of the other person through the words of Dada Shri and through the way in which he approached that person. And this was my focus. And then I started recognizing that whenever I let any of those kashais enter into it, my own kashais, that verily was my illusion. I needed to get rid of it. And so I was constantly trying to attack that only. But all day from morning till evening, I was involved with external only. I was involved with all the agenda. I really hardly had any time for inner introspection. But generally what happens with you, you're so lost in the gross files only, this file at the gross level, so you'll miss the opportunity to look within. If you can see so much, and even if you say you can't see anything within, then ask for the shaktis, the energies from Dada, and then just separate through the samayik of separation, and keep on saying that. And sometimes you're blank, you can't see anything in samayik, then just say that, enter into the mode of the samayik separation, and again then you'll see it. Can you see it? This is how you need to see the self, small self, after becoming the self, B capital, S capital, see within, see this person, see how this person reacts in moment by moment reactions in life. And he says, well, otherwise what can I do? You are bald, otherwise I would have tied your hair behind and on a string so that you would not falter. Today we have been talking about invisible penance. The question, Shashikant Bhai, is there is a gross penance, and then there is a subtle penance, and then there is a subtler penance, and then there is a subtlest penance. Then the subtlest penance, says Niruma to Shashikant Bhai. Let's go. Gross, everybody says. You know, all these kashais that are external, we don't react. And you are in equanimous when somebody says something wrong. That is called the external penance. You do not react when somebody sukshma. Then you go into the subtle in penance, where you start investigating within. The inner, in the subtle level, they are divided. And the subtle ones have got three, the subtle, subtler and the subtlest. The subtle ones have got the growth, anger. When there is very angry, and so then you are very angry inside, so it erupts at that time. And there you might be able to do penance, or you may not be able to do penance. You may be able to contain yourself, but if you may be able to see him getting angry, and yes, you can see him getting angry, and you can see it, can the anger can be so much that you can keep on saying, yes, it has not come out at all yet. That is subtle penance. If you keep it separate, then that is subtle tap. Then subtler tap, sukshmatar tap, that subtler tap, in that And that whatever happens inside, in the antaskaran, in the whatever ignorance arises, whatever kashayas arise, they may be very subtle level, they're at a very subtle level. At that time, you immediately know, and you do not become Tanmayakar in it, you do not become Sashikant. You do not become that. At that level, that is at the subtler level. And so therefore you do not let Jnana, awareness, the knowledge, mix with the ignorance, which is I am Shashikant, I am Jeff, Nada or Kimochi. So then it can be on the basis of anger, deception, pride, illusory attraction, wanting to have it your way, minus, etc. Yeah, but you see, so not to become Alicia, not but to keep it absolutely separate, that is the subtler depth and the subtlest tap. Not only to see this, and this sukshmatam tap, penance is at the level of belief, that it is the belief that I am pure soul, never changes, that it is you're absolutely installed into who I am. There is not even a belief that I am Vinod, I am Kimochi, there is I am Alicia. It never arises. In the belief also, constantly at the belief, I am the absolute pure soul. For the Mahatmas, they have to come back to the idea that, come back to the notion, come back to the awareness that I am pure soul. Whereas at the Sukshmata level, there is never that belief that I am anything of this world. And so the belief, if it changes at a very subtle level, back and forth, then that is the subtlest level of penance has. And so when the belief changes, there is a little bit of an effect. And so then you behave like a husband, or you behave like a colleague, you behave like a master, and all of those beliefs then take over. And then there is a sense that I have to do this, I have to do that, this is my responsibility. And so if you have this sense that I have to do this, there is a even if you do not express it, but if it remains within, that I have this role in life, this is what I have to do, that is at the border zone between the subtlest penance versus the subtler penance, and these are at the very deep levels. But to keep it separate, and then to recognize that it is Sashikant who has this idea that this is his role in life, it is that is Sashikant who is the husband of this lady, Sashikant is the father of this woman, etc. So then there is that exact continuous separation is there, then there is no chance of ever becoming one, and that is the ultimate awareness, that is the ultimate continued awareness. That is actually a level of awareness. But he says, therefore, when that awareness does not remain, then that the penance is necessary. Supposing it is part of the awakened awareness, Niruma, then about dream or in sleep, do you think there are phases of... He says, moksha is only for the awakened state only, the one who is aware only. The moksha tap is samyak tap. It is the right penance. It is the one with the right approach. This kind of penance cannot happen until one has become self-realized with an S capital self, has been installed in the self through the Gnana Vidhi of Dadashri. This kind of penance is impossible for the one who does not have, has not had Gnana Vidhi. And that is the end of the satsang. I'm sorry, we missed the initial 10 minutes of this thing because I'd forgotten to press the button of the microphone, the recorder here. Deepak Bhai is now on the line for Vidhi, doing Vidhi for all of us. How many are here? Most of the Mahatmas in Simla city are here now. Deepak Bhai, they're all here. Let us do the Vidhi.
Thank you.